Hello, and welcome to Living a Loving Life. I'm Preston Swanson, and this is my lovely mom, Marianne.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us.
And today we have, coming back, our very special guest from last time, Arlene Arnold. Arlene,
hello.
I said Arlene.
Hello.
So, how are you doing today, Arlene?
Good.
Wonderful.
That's good. How's your kitties?
My kitty is wonderful.
So, are you ready to do some color?
You bet.
Okay. So, first of all, before we go in, because I want to tell the readers that now is a special call-in show where you can call in and ask Arlene a question, and she'll tap in using her color therapy and her color cards, or living luminaries, which will explain the difference later, and share what her intuition is telling us. And it's really, really cool, guys. We're also going to tell about, if you have any questions about how color, what color affects you, or the colors you wear and stuff, or just anything about, what about this color? What about that color? You know? Well, and so, the call-in number is, let me go get it. Anyways, for now, Mom, Arlene, chat.
Oh, thanks. Arlene, go in there. So, basically, how does working with color help me in my life?
So, one of the reasons that I find that color is really helpful is because it tells you something about yourself. We all sort of know this because we'll use it in our language. Just say, I feel so blue, and we know what that means.
Right.
And so when we begin to understand what color means, then we have some idea why it is that we have favorite colors, why it is that we have colors that we dislike, and why it is that, like the color cards, when you pick a card, it kind of focuses your attention. And that seems to be really important because we know a lot of things, but we don't always remember to use what we know.
Wow.
That's true.
Very true.
Very true.
Well, so basically...
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm still looking. Oh, okay. I got it. I have it. Right. Okay. So, we're on station one for right now, and the call numbers... for USA only, are a toll-free 877-876-5227. Now, again, that's 877-876-5227. And this is it in a song. 877-876-5227. That's for USA only. And if you're in Canada, 888-815-9756. There's none, one for China or Australia. And then there's a direct line, 530-876-3222. Now, we're going to go on with some questions while we wait for someone to call in. So, how can choosing one of your color cards help, Arlene?
So let's just say that, for example, I was talking to a woman today, and she had bought the little mini color cards, and what she plans to do is take them with her to work, and she'll just keep them in her pocket. And then if something happens and she's wondering what is going on, she can just take a little break and go and pick a card, and it will show her either a lesson that she's learning from what's happening or a strength that she has that she may have forgotten about. So, for example, let's say that there's some kind of disruption at work, and you go and you pick the color yellow, and you get the lesson in yellow. What it says is claim your empowerment. So what it means is that you are not standing in who you really are, and you're not fully living through the empowerment of who you are. So what that does is that focuses you, and you come back and say, okay, now what do I need to do to stand in my empowerment? Now, what is it that's happening here that's prodding me to come to a place in myself that is really who I am? So I just think that it's always helpful to stop, and that's one of the things that the cards can do, and it's one of the things that color can do, because it just kind of reminds us that we have to stop and allow that inner knowing to come through.
Wow.
Wow, wow, wow. So, Arlene. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Dawn in Charlotte.
Oh, okay. Do you have a question for Arlene?
Yes, I wanted her to get a reading on professional orientation for me according to my colors.
Professional orientation according to us. Does that mean what your colors think about you?
Colors.
Colors. Oh, colors. Right. Okay, Arlene?
Say, I'm not quite sure I understand.
Well, as far as work, what work best suits me? Where are my talents best suited?
Oh, okay.
So you want to know something about your talents in relation to your professional life?
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm just going to pick one card. And, okay, what I get is the lesson in magenta. And what it says is release the burdens of the world. So what that means is, you mean Charlotte, right?
Yes.
Okay, Charlotte, what that means is that you may have a tendency to try to take on everything that's happening and feel like it's your responsibility, and you may take on other people's problems thinking that somehow you need to solve them or be worried about what's happening around you in such a way that it really weighs you down. Is that fit
well,
for
this
you?
Is so strange because I'm doing insurance right now.
Uh-huh.
I really don't, I hope nobody's listening, but I'm not that crazy about it. And I feel like it's a good kind of safe, secure financial situation, but it doesn't make me thrilled. And that's interesting, the reading that you just gave me.
So it's one of the things that you may need to do in the insurance field is not really take on the problems of other people, but one of the things I like to tell people is that remember, no matter what your job and where you are, you can be present as a loving presence for people. And it might be that where you are right now is just an opportunity for you to carry that love vibration wherever you are.
Mm.
And it may not be easy, but it might be something that's really preparing you for something else later.
And may I add in, Arlene, if
sure.
I may? Really, what I'm thinking, what you're talking about, is you're trying to find your bliss.
Exactly.
And
I do several things, but I'm just wondering if that's something I should keep or drop.
Well, it depends. How long have you been in it?
A couple of months, really.
Yeah.
Since last winter.
Last winter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm getting, yeah, maybe what Arlene said about keeping the love vibration wherever you are, but maybe you've already done that from the time you've been there. Basically, what I think is to do what Arlene says and keep that love vibration, you know,
mm-hmm.
and love it so much, even if you don't like it, because then it'll go away, because... Anything, like exactly when you're in a job, you hate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say, oh, I hate this job, I hate it?
You get to stay with it.
You're going to get to stay with it. But if you just kind of love it and appreciate everybody and think of all the things you're grateful for in that job,
mm-hmm.
then it'll be released easily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way you find your bliss is basically think about something that you love to do, not professionally, just something that makes you, your heart sing, makes you... Oh, man, this is so fun, you know?
See, I'm a musician and I'm an artist, those aren't really financially remunerative.
Well, they can be. You just got to have the right connections,
mm-hmm.
and you got to have a lot of faith. And a good outlook, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, what I'm saying is it all depends on how you financially feel stable. You could... still keep that job and, like, on the sidelines work your arts and music, like, up, and when you feel like you're ready to just drop the other drop, then do that and do mostly on your passion. It all depends on how you financially feel. I mean, if you feel like, you know what, I'm just going to drop the job and go for my passion, do it. If you feel, financially that doesn't feel right, then stay with that job, but another time, do your passion.
Mm-hmm. So, Preston, the other thing that is coming up because of the cards that I pulled is that it may be that you're not quite ready for the next step in the job until you release the burden. So think about the people in your life, the people that you work with. Do you take on other people's problems? Do you feel responsible for other people? Because the other side of that, the strength in magenta, is compassionate healing.
Mm-hmm. And so
it may be that what you're heading toward is a kind of a different kind of healing. But it's like we have to heal that thing in ourselves first before we're ready to do that with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Does that fit for you at all?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was cool. So I hope we gave her plenty of information and intuition.
You know, one thing I've learned, Preston, is when I pick a card like this, and you may have found this kind of thing too,
uh-huh.
is that sometimes it may not seem like it quite fits at the moment, but it's kind of like there is some reason it came up. So whether or not she's totally understanding it in this moment, that there will be, later on she may go, oh, that's what that was about.
Yeah,
yes, right.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly. I understand.
You know, when I was first doing the color card readings, I was doing them up in Seattle at a store up there. And, you know, I was new enough at it, I was going, oh, is this really right? You know? So I did this reading for this woman, and she says, well, I don't see that. I don't think that's right. So then I said, well, let's just shuffle the cards and do it again. And so we did, and it was different colors, but it was the same theme. And so I was telling her, and she says, oh, no, it means this, this, and this. And so I learned that we're not always ready to hear what it is that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also learned to trust that when the person pulls a card, or if I pull a card for them and I'm tuning into them, that there's some kind of reason that came up. And I think that's very important for people, because if you very mindfully do something like working with cards, then there's some reason that came up. And if you have to just set it aside for a while, that's okay, because eventually it will make sense to you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that reminds me of one time I was doing readings at Yahats. That's a psychic fair.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just one person. And I was like, I'm getting, you give too much, you know. It's, you don't really take care of yourself. It's like, oh, no, I always take care of myself. I get that. I'm like, you're doing something that you don't feel like you want to do. It's like, oh, no, I'm doing what I love to do and stuff. And I was like, either you're in really big denial, or you just don't want to accept it, which is the same thing, you know. But, yeah, I totally agree. Some people really aren't ready to hear that.
Right. Well, and I think that this is a very important point, that when we feel resistance to something, that's the exact thing that we need to pay attention to. And that comes back to color, you know, because I think we talked about this last time, that the colors that you dislike are the ones that your greatest lessons are.
Hello? Uh-oh. This is Catherine from Ashland. How are you guys doing?
Hi. Catherine.
Well, I'm excited I love your guest.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I love what you do, and I wanted to call in and ask a question.
Okay. Go for it.
I wanted to see if you could tell me what I was best suited for.
In terms of what, job?
I guess I want to use the word job. I hate to use the word job. But, you know, like, what are you best suited for doing, for going out in the world and being?
So are you thinking more in terms of what is your life direction?
Yeah,
your life
what would
purpose
be, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so one of the things that I have in the color card book is I have a section on each color that has to do with your life purpose. So let's just see what color comes up. Mm-hmm. Well, what came up is turquoise.
Oh.
And turquoise,
oh
do you like turquoise?
Yes, that's my birthstone.
Oh, okay, that's it. That makes sense.
And I love
well, turquoise is really about living in integrity and being self-responsible and saying yes to your purpose. So when it comes up for you in relation to your life direction, it usually means that you may be assisting other people to find their life direction. Have you felt any kind
yes,
of a pull?
Yes, that I have goosebumps over that one. Yeah, that sounds right on.
So part of what, of course, is our biggest thing that we have to do is get clear about things for ourselves. And as you are doing that, just kind of pay attention to the process that you go through. Because I find that whatever our process is, that is very often the very thing that we will be offering to other people when the time is right.
Yes. Yeah, that's
good. So we need people like you out there helping everybody find that, because when you talk about integrity, integrity is really about being right on track with what your life is about. And there are a lot of people, I do a lot of different shows and talk to a lot of people, and so many people are not sure that they're doing what their life is about. And, you know, what I usually say is that whatever you're doing right now is exactly what you need to be doing, because you're either finishing something in preparation for the next step in your purpose, or you're actually doing whatever that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that really feels right on. I've basically been a mother for 17 years, you know, at-home mom.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working my way through that now, and I know that there's a higher purpose for me, something bigger, and mm-hmm. for me to go out and do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really feels, and I know that I've always enjoyed working with people and helping others.
So think about the things that you learned being a mother, because being a mother has so many things that we learn in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And those skills will be important to you as you move to the next step.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, there is no higher calling than being able to raise children who really feel good about themselves mm-hmm. and are able to stand responsibly on their own.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I love your show.
Well, thank you,
Catherine. Yeah, thank you.
So now I will let others call in, and I'll listen to the rest.
Okay.
Thank you,
you
so much.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye
you.
Bye.
Okay.
Awesome,
yeah. So, see, then other times, you know, there's readings that just really feels completely
yeah.
right and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because sometimes it fits immediately and sometimes it fits a little bit later.
Exactly.
Right.
It's all about the person's allowance to allowing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So, Arlene, I have a question.
Okay.
Could you explain about your complementary color therapy?
Okay.
What is it about?
This is something that I am just in the process of putting out and so that people know about it now. I've been doing the color therapy for many years and also my counseling for many years. And the counseling comes from having put a number of different experiences and modalities together. And now I'm being led to put both the color and the counseling together. And this is very exciting to me because like many people, sometimes I feel like I go too many different directions, and now it feels like it's all coming together in one, which is wonderful. So the first level of this training, and this is for everybody, so they don't have to go for the training if they don't want, but it, in this first one, it's how to de-stress through the power of color. And when we're working with the complementary colors, what it's doing is helping us to come into the center of who we are, and know who we are as the human being that has great capabilities. I call it the capable self. Mm-hmm. And in connection with that part of us that is the higher consciousness. And when you make that connection and you stay in that connection, that's when you become most empowered. That's when you feel the best about yourself. That's when you make the clearest decisions. And one of the things that holds us back from coming into that place is when we still have leftover energies that pull us away from our center. And a lot of times they show up as child parts of us, because something may have happened when we were younger and we get stuck in the emotion of it, or we get stuck in what we believe about it. So the counseling helps to begin to identify some of those things, but the color helps to bring us into alignment and move us out of stress so that we can really look at what we want to shift within us. Because, of course, it's very hard to shift something if you're so tight and if that part of you is so afraid of change, or it's so afraid it has to feel like it's just surviving. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happens when we have the same emotions coming up over and over again, when we have the same thoughts round and round in our head. And the color helps us to settle down long enough to get to the bottom of that.
Wow.
Oh, and I'm doing a course in Vancouver, the 21st through 23rd of September, and in Tacoma, Washington, the 28th through the 30th of September. And those who would like to learn more about this training can go on my website. It's www.transformationaltools.com/training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also where you can go to get a personal reading from her.
Absolutely.
Or from me.
Yeah. TransformationalTools.com.
Yeah. Now, I've got a question that just kind of popped into my head.
Okay.
What's the relationship between color and music? Like, does color affect music, or music affect color? Like, yeah.
So, you know, because it's all vibration,
right,
there are actually notes that fit with the chakra colors, for example.
Really?
Now, one of the things that I found with color and with the sounds that go with it is people are pretty clear when it comes to the vibrations that are like the red, the orange, and the yellow, the lower vibrations. When you get into the higher vibrations, sometimes there are different interpretations of it. Sometimes people have a difference as to what the sound is that goes with that. And when I was doing my study on color, it was really interesting because I found that some people had actually put movements to the different colors in the chakras. And so there's sound and there's movement. And I have a friend who's putting together essential oils that fit with the chakra colors as well. So it's about vibration. And this is true, too, in the luminaries. You know, people look at these luminaries are mandala art that my friend Lorinda has done, and they have movement in them, and sometimes people say it feels like music to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of like vibration we pick up through the senses. One of the odd things is that I taste vibration, and I haven't run into too many people who taste the vibration, but I can tell what kind of a vibration is in the room by how it tastes.
Wow.
Yeah, I can feel it through my
fingers. Sometimes that's okay, and sometimes it's not okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I can feel it through my fingertips. That's how I feel vibration.
Well, see, and that's the whole thing. If we just understand that vibration is something that comes in through the senses, so whether you sense it, you know, through seeing or hearing or smelling or touching, it's all vibration.
Wow.
I love your luminosity cards. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, the luminaries are interesting because the color cards are the ones that are helping us to dissolve the resistance that is there that carries fear and blame and all of the vibrations of the world that we're moving from. And then the luminaries, there are 24 of them, and 12 of the luminaries help us to see how to bridge from that old world into the new world. And the new world, to me, is about living very much lined up in our center. And that allows us, and by releasing these other resistances, it allows us to raise our vibration just like the Earth is doing the same. And so these luminaries help us to see what it is that the process that moves us into the next way of being. And then 12 of them actually show us what these new vibrations are that we'll be living with. And one of the ways that I tell people there's a difference is that it's kind of like thinking about it in terms of the old world. It was about doing loving things,
right?
And the new world is about being love.
Oh, between doing and being. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that's a very different kind of thing. You kind of have to sit with that and feel that. But, you know, one of them comes from almost from a should.
Right.
And
there you go.
Yeah. And the other one comes from the very source within us. So it's like everything is love, and as we begin to recognize that and we become conscious of how we're a part of that, then what we do simply comes from that center.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, what I just got was, it would be fun to, I think, to ask, have Mother Earth be the person that calls in and say, okay, so what's up? Like, what's up today?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be nice to say,
okay, Mother Earth, where are we at in this process?
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. That's what came to me.
It's like,
let's pick a, would it be okay to just go ahead and pick a luminary? Because I want people to understand the power of this next place that we're going to.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to pick one that is helping us move to the next level, but it's the in-between one. It's the transition.
Okay.
And this one, the one that I picked, is called Core Crucible, and has lots of oranges. It has some turquoise in there, and lots of yellow in the center, and it's just full of energy and fire. And the whole point about this one, let me just read the first part of this. It's bring your grief and your hurt into the crucible. Bring your doubts and your fears. The residue left from the drama of life is consumed, leaving only that which is fueled by passion and lived in joy. Entering the fiery furnace of transformation means there's no turning back. The die is cast, the way is set. All else pales in comparison to this crucial step on the spiritual journey. Nothing will be the same again. The fiery wind within the crucible whips away what is no longer needed, leaving one's personal energy swept clean. All that is essential remains, choices made in clarity. Life lived moment to moment with no regrets and no expectations. Empowered and unencumbered, a clear, dynamic core emerges from the fiery deep. All is ready for the power to be used with integrity.
Wow.
So this is the process, you know, as we let this go and we allow it to be changed, then what's left is who we are in our essence, and that's the process that we're going through.
Cool. That's awesome. Can you feel the celebration energy that's now here? That's just like right there, just going, because it's time to be instead of do so much?
Yeah.
Yeah, that gave me goosebumps.
So there's a lesson at the transformation.
Well, this is in the luminary. So there's 12 that are transitional and 12 that are part of the new world.
Mm-hmm.
And I just picked one from the new world because I wanted people to hear the difference.
Oh,
wow.
Okay,
so this one is called Crown. And this one, when it comes up, it really pushes us because, you know, accepting really who we are and what we're here for is sometimes difficult, but here's what it says. This is your time to be recognized. Will you boldly accept the crown of awakening?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
not as one who stands above others, but as one who shares in the journey of becoming fully present and accepts responsibility for living a unique contribution. It is time. The preparation is complete. Will you gratefully accept the crown?
Yes.
Its halo signifies your inner awakening. Its brilliance declares the oneness of all. Step forward. Accept the divine intention to create in and through a world come of age.
Oh, wow.
Now, can I get that crown shipped over UPS?
How about just through the ethers?
Through the ethers. There you go.
Awesome. That sounds perfect.
Wow. And is that a different color card? Or, I mean,
That one, the art on that one is white and gold.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's just like, and there's a little bit of light blue in it and a little bit of pink in it, and it's just like shooting out from the center. There's a green, very tiny green center, and then it goes to gold, and then it goes to, and then around it there's like these, it looks like pearls that up the crown.
Oh, wow. Well, it's perfect because today stands for change, because it's a five, and five is alchemy, change, so... Perfect,
yep.
The way you pulled that card that way.
So, yes, change on both sides, because change in terms of releasing anything that's left over that we've been dealing with, and change in terms of allowing yourself to step into that next place where you wear the crown of awakening.
Wow.
Oh.
I love it.
That's funny. It just came to me. UPS, Universal Postal Service.
There you go.
Like
the ethers.
Yeah.
Send it through the crystalline grid.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that crystalline energy, tell them about that, because, boy, that's cool stuff.
Well, you know, there's when you're working with the vibration that the luminaries are in, you're working with the crystalline vibration, and it's a very high vibration, and what I find is that It connects us into the grid that's there that holds everything together and that really is a part of who we are, but we're not always aware of it. And that grid is a great place to send communication through it. So like our thoughts, where we're working with each other, but we're maybe not conscious of it, our thoughts go through that crystalline grid. And it gives us an opportunity to... I use it, for example, when I'm working with someone who's very caught in the day-to-day drama, and it's like if I went and tried to talk to them person to person, there would be no communication because
right.
they're still in survival, so that
right.
they would be denying that anything's wrong, or they wouldn't be able to hear what was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I go through the crystalline grid to their higher power, to their soul, and make the communication there. And what that does is then, if it's appropriate, that filters down into their humanness. And it also changes me because I've gotten whatever it is off my chest.
There you go.
I talk to their soul.
That's awesome.
And isn't the crystal energy, the crystalline energy, like childlike innocence when you come into it?
It is, but, you know, beyond that, there is a wisdom in there that recognizes how things work, and so it has great compassion for what it is to be human. And on the one hand, it's like an exuberance that's very childlike. On the other hand, it's a compassion that is just immense, and it works with us in our humanness.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how it gets me.
Well, because you have a really cool CD that people can get and stuff, and we've already got it. We just haven't been able to utilize it very much, but we got to have it with Arlene, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, now, in the CD, it teaches you how to connect through the crystalline grid, and once you can connect that through your heart, it's a kind of standing in your empowerment that is where we're coming to. And now we sort of have glimpses of it from now and then, but this is where we will be, and we're in the process of moving into that. So it's helpful to sit in meditation with this, because it's like it creates that pattern of knowing within your own energy field.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That gives me goosebumps. Now, before we go on to any more questions or anything, I just want to let you know, for those people who just got on or something, that this is a call-in show, a special call-in show where you call in, and you can ask Arlie a question, and then she'll do a mini color card reading for you. And you can ask about anything, as long as it's appropriate. So, you're excited, right? Okay, I know, too. All right, here's the number. You call at 877-876-5227, and that's a toll-free number. Now, that's 877-876-5227. That's USA only.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Canada, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that one again. Anyways, just remember, 877-876-5227. Okay, we look forward to your calls. Anyways, back to you, Arlene.
All right.
What's the difference between your color card sets and your luminary sets? Because you're talking about color cards, and then you said luminaries. And...
Yeah, the color cards are finishing the world we're leaving, and the luminaries are helping to take us into the world. And that's sort of how all of the tools that I've created are. Some of them are helping us finish what was. And I do that through the complementary colors because it begins to help us hook up between the conscious part of us and the superconscious part of us. And that hookup is what makes it possible for us to raise the vibration and then begin to move into the next level, which is the crystalline level. And then there are tools. The luminaries is one among the tools that I have for living in that crystalline energy.
I see. So the luminaries and color cards are similar in ways, but different in lots of ways.
Yeah, because they're both a way of tapping into things that you already know and focusing your energy. But the color cards are more focusing the energy so that we can finish what it is that we came here to do. And the luminaries are more about focusing us so we can see where we're going next and understand these higher vibrations that we're working with. Because it's like, I don't believe that this has ever been done in human form before. And what we're doing is kind of, you know... feeling our way along and trying to figure out how can I, while I'm still in form, raise my vibration enough so that I can bring more and more of my soul energy into this time and space. It's a little bit as if you had died and gone to heaven, only you didn't die, you're still in form.
Yeah. That's a bonus.
Yeah. And I, you know, I have this theory. It's like, we came into this life in a kind of what we might call Garden of Eden heaven, you know, and we were like children there, and we got so enamored with our ability to make choices and such, and we got really caught up in the human part of it, and eventually then gave up a lot of our ability to choose, and we took on lower and lower vibrations. And then through the help that we've had from many who have come in through many lifetimes, and from those on the other side, we begin to raise our vibration. And as we move into this next phase of being human, to me it's like stepping back into that Garden of Eden, only this time we're like mature beings who've been through a lot, because many of us have been here many lifetimes. And I intend to really enjoy this.
You got it.
And there's no apple.
No apple.
All the apples are nice, delicious, and unforbidden.
These apples are nutritious.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Organic and delicious.
Yeah.
Nutritious.
Now, I've got a question for the color cards.
Okay.
I love to do acting and singing and performing.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know what's the next step for fulfilling that into action? Like, what's really, I don't want to say blocking, but what's the last thing that's blocking it from going to its full potential?
Resistance.
Yeah, what's the resistance?
I got the strength in blue, which is peaceful, creative, and flowing, so I would say it's accepting the fact that you're already there.
Oh, gosh, that's powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Because blue is about expression, and when the strength comes up, when you're asking that kind of question, it's saying that the biggest roadblock is accepting you already have what you need.
Oh.
And isn't that kind of, what's that saying that where it's harder for us to accept the powerful being that we are?
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
You know, that's the
Hello.
Hardest thing. We think the
Hello.
Hardest thing is to deal
Hello.
With.
Excuse me, Arlene. Hello? We have a call.
Anybody home?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bob from Colorado calling this evening, and I just got a call from a special one across the country to let me know your show was on, and I was asked to, actually, I am going to ask you a question on manifestation, and if the things that I am really manifesting hard in the next few years or even in the near future for the special people in my life, if it's going to happen.
Oh, you want to manifest like a partner?
Like what?
A partner, a companion, romantic?
Well, that could be part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more, I would say.
So you're asking
more...
whether that's going to manifest for you? Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay. So what I picked for you is the strength in brown. It's nurturing, safe, and earth-connected. So, Bob, one of the things that you have brought in for yourself through the work, because, you know, the other side of this, the lesson that you've gone through, is about owning your own worth. And, you know, in manifesting whatever it is that we're here to manifest, if we don't own our own worth, what we do is we put blocks in the way,
mm-hmm.
and because we don't feel like we deserve what's
mm-hmm.
there. Well, obviously, you have worked on that because the strength came up in brown. And once you've stepped into recognizing your worth, it's more of a recognizing that because you are here, you're worthy. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so it's like then you can connect with the earth in a different way. It's not like you have to prove yourself or not like you have to make it happen. But
right.
now you can allow the earth to nurture you. And isn't that really what manifesting is about, is allowing,
uh-huh.
allowing that energy to come about?
Mm-hmm.
So to me it would say that you've done some really good work toward manifesting, and now it's just allowing the timing of it and not questioning the
right.
work that you've done.
Yes.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yeah. So does that clear up anything for you?
Very good.
Okay, thank you.
I thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You
good
too.
Good luck, Bob.
All right.
Bye, Bob. Okay. That's cool. Awesome. So what were you saying before?
I can't remember.
Okay. Oh, it was all about blue and about accepting.
You're already there.
Oh,
instead of always trying to go outside to get it.
Right, right.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
And it's always about the hardest thing is for us to accept the magnificence of who we are. Because, you know, we still live in this world where we question ourselves. And so much of what keeps us from the next step is thinking that we're not there yet.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, that makes perfect sense. And then just
the more, Preston, that you stand in that,
there
the
you
more
go.
You stand in the knowing that I'm here and I'm ready.
And the
yeah.
time is now.
Then it allows the universe then to bring in the timing, to bring in that opening for you.
Wow, that makes perfect sense.
So just go outside like, oh, I'm a big star.
But you know, but Preston, it's not so much about that. It's,
no.
it's more about, you know, I feel prepared to express myself in these ways now.
Ooh, very good.
And I'm grateful for the opportunities that are here for me to do that.
And I welcome them with open arms. Yeah. And they joyfully come. And they bring others.
Yeah.
Boy, when you said that, that just hit home so strong. We're in our path. We're doing it. It's not we're gonna. We're right in the middle doing it.
We have to pay attention. Because, you know, it's sort of like we think, oh, well, I'm going to be transported into this next place.
I know.
And then I'll know it because it's so different. Well, no. It's all the little things. You know, so you pay attention to the people that you meet. You pay attention to the fact that here you are on radio and you're having an opportunity to express yourself here. You know, and you're out doing readings and you have an opportunity to express yourself there. And then you just allow that to move at whatever pace it's going to move because it will take you to the next step and the next step.
Wow.
And you're already a star, Preston.
Yeah, you don't have to be it. I mean, you don't have to go to be outside of you. Just vibrate from that.
Exactly.
And you're there. And then it'll allow it to just come in.
Yeah.
Boy, do I get it. I think that was a message for me, too.
Yeah, I think that's a message for almost everybody.
Wow. That is powerful.
I say that's the message for the day. You are already
there.
Wow,
that is so cool.
You are already that whatever you want to be.
Yeah, and just be it.
Just
don't try to do it so much. Just be it and just show up that way. Wow, that's so cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Arlene. Arlene Arnold.
There you go.
Yes. And I hope that people will go to my website, transformationaltools.com, and sign up for a free mini color card reading. It's just a fun way for me to connect with the people that come, and it's the joy of my life to do it.
Yeah, and if you're even more interested, sign up for a reading, a personal reading.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been doing that the last couple of days. It's been so much fun.
Yeah, and if you're interested, you can also go on the website and look me up.
Yeah.
If you want an angel reading.
Absolutely. Preston's on my website now. Yes.
Yeah.
And, so
he's going to add more information about who he is and his, the story of his life.
Exactly.
Right, Preston?
Right.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank everybody that called in. And thank you, Arlene.
Yeah,
I got it. For coming in and sharing all your divine wisdom and knowledge and
powerful insights.
Wow.
Well, yeah. I have had a great time. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for everybody that tunes in. And gosh, life is so sweet and it's getting sweeter. And let's just start being the energy that we came here to be.
Yeah.
Yes, that's awesome.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, my gosh. And we just love BBS Radio, and we're so grateful to be here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all time we have, even though we have plenty of time. Bye now. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and be the powerful light you are.
And thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
We appreciate you.
Bye.